Senator Barrasso, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you and congratulations, Dr. Rice. Wonderful introductions by Senator By and Senator Collins. It must be just wonderful to have your parents here and family. And I mean, Jake and Maris have been very patient. And Jake is still here. Maris,
I think, decided to go back to school.
Well, Jake has been very patient. Great compliments about your critical thinking, always learning, your strong intellect, the collegiality. And, you know, Senator Boxer talked about the importance of working with others, the personal relationship that you have, and you're going to do very well at all of those. There are a couple of issues that I'd like to address briefly, because there are also principles that come into play beyond the collegiality and the working with others. And for the people of my home state in Wyoming, they have the sense always of concern with the United Nations and with troops in harm's way. Do you support ever placing U.S. troops under U.N. control?
Senators, you probably know this is something of a technical issue. In the past, U.S. presidents have decided in certain circumstances when it serves our interests not to cede command authority ever to the United Nations or to the United Nations, but has placed U.S. forces under the operational control of international and sometimes U.N. commanders. Most of the time we've done that has been in small quantities, military observers, small units. And while this is not a subject that we have had the opportunity to consider in any depth or with any specific contingency in mind, I imagine that President-elect Obama will follow the same policy as his predecessors and reserve that right to place U.S. forces or U.S. personnel, more likely, under the temporary operational control of a United Nations commander if and when he determines that serves our interests.
There was a United Nations arms trade treaty this past year. It passed 145-2, and we were part of the two that voted against it. In the build-up to that and the discussions in a lengthy paper, the paper said, if such a treaty comes about, we need to make sure that there are constitutional protections for people from their own country in terms of their right to bear arms. When the treaty then was brought forward and voted on 145-2 with us opposing, they left all of those important parts of protecting our own rights to bear arms and our Second Amendments out of the treaty. So my question would be, would you support our position there in the vote, even though 145 people voted one way and only two of us voted the other way, to protect our rights as American citizens to own and bear arms consistent with the Second Amendment?
Senator, the rights to bear arms, as you know very well, is embedded in our Constitution. And the actions and decisions of an international body will never and do never override our own Constitution and national law. So while it's unfortunate that we persist in this kind of debate and discussion at the UN where we are voting as we are in a small minority on an issue which is, I think, primarily intended to deal with the challenge of illicit weapons traffic that is a problem in many conflict zones around the country, we will not find ourselves in a situation where we are allowing international prerogatives to ever override our Constitution.
And keeping along the same lines with our own sovereignty, in the past there's been talk of the United Nations wanting to implement global taxes to raise revenue to use for a number of different things. The authority to tax, again, is not an international thing. It is something, the sovereignty of our nation. Will you and the Obama administration oppose any attempt by the United Nations to tax U.S. citizens?
Well, sir, I'm going to take that question and get back to you on it as we submit our other questions. But the fact is, my understanding is I don't think the United Nations can tax American citizens without the consent of Congress. That has the constitutional authority to tax. So you would have to go along with that in this body.
Mr. Chairman, I know in light of the upcoming vote, let me just relinquish back the rest of my time to the other members of the panel. Thank you.